Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is a Thursday. It's 33 past. You know what that means. It's time to bring in our friend and on director, Daryl Richeson, meteorologist in our area for quite a long time. But I make it, if I say it like that, it makes it seem like he's old. Not that you're old, Daryl. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I was doing better before you said that.
Hey, we got some interesting weather going on in parts of our world. Obviously, here in the tri-state area, spring has come early. Well, it's not literally spring, but it's been crazy weather. And I'll be honest, I've been taking care of my neighbor's dog. So I've been going out late at night and letting them out and getting outside. And it's just been foggy and warm. And it just feels like fall to me, or maybe spring. I don't know. But winter is still here. We could get slapped in the face not that far down the road. I don't know if we will, but what's your thoughts on these 40, 50-degree days that we've been having?
Well, I'd warn that, you know, next year at this time, it's not going to be in the 40s or around 50 degrees. So, and most of us will have forgotten that this occurred a year ago.
It's what have you done for me lately?
I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. No, really enjoying it. I mean, this would be, you know, top 10%, top 5% of winters. And so you don't get these every winter. Look at the past, too. So I just personally have been really, really enjoying it, as I'm sure most people have. And, you know, nice thing is we still have several more days of this, really. I mean, every day is a little bit unique. You know, of course, today's not as warm as yesterday, but, you know, different things. There's a little system coming through this weekend, but it looks like it's just going to kind of fall apart and mainly impact people south, well south of us, and maybe western North Dakota, but it doesn't look like much. And then there might be a little bit bigger wave next week that could bring a little rain or snow, probably snow, but, you know, that's so ways off. But that's also when, you know, we'll usher in, say, more realistic temperatures for February coming in next week, too. Okay.
Well, I got reminded the other day, and I don't know why, but I think it was some sort of news story, and they were talking about precipitation for December, and it still gets me. Our only precipitation for our region basically was 2 inches of rain, and I don't think we got any snow, did we? At least in some areas. It's just
very,
weird.
Very little. And in actually, it was 3 inches.
Was it 3 inches of rain? It's just like unheard of.
3 inches in December. Yeah, it really was. I mean, again, in climate weather circles, they call those black swan events. And I always like calling them white bison events, because a white bison is very, very rare. There is a species of black swans.
Right.
But that's what they're usually referenced at. And again, you know, you live through those once in a while. And I don't know. Sometimes you get two black swan events in a row, and then you don't see another one in 80 years. But to see that much rain in December, I would expect not to see it again in my lifetime. Hmm. You know, it's just one of those things. And I personally, I know other people think differently. When I can sense, okay, this is really a very, very unique situation. I'll probably never experience this again. It kind of adds a little kind of touch of joy to me that even though it's a horrible, horrible storm with the ice and everything, yeah, as a meteorologist, it's just like, wow, this is like so very rare. You know, it's just interesting that I got to experience it.
Okay, so a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. First of all, if you watch the national news, they're always good about putting who's under the gun. What millions of people are under the gun tonight for the storms? And we are hearing now of a storm or two that is approaching the West Coast. They make it, I'm just waiting for one of these to finally zero in on us. Is there anything there that we need to be concerned about? And are these storms really that bad? Because I don't really trust the national media anymore. So there you go.
Well, the thing is, it's very interesting. I spoke down near Lisbon this morning, and someone had asked me a very similar question. And I'd said, well, here's the thing. It's a good storm for California. Every single person in California should be jumping up and down and having a grand party and celebration that this storm is hitting them. Mm-hmm. They need the water. And guess what? They live in an area that's prone to mudslides, and people build houses where they're not supposed to be. And it will, and those poor, and there's the concrete jungle, and there will be a little bit of flooding. And so they'll tell you that the end of the world is coming when this is probably a $40 billion storm. This is awesome. This is the best thing in the world. But only the national media can make it sound like it was the end of the world when it's the best thing that ever happened. And so it's like taking a birthday party and saying, oh, you didn't blow out one candle, so the whole party was bad. You know, it just gets to the point of ridiculous. It's actually an awesome thing. And that storm will kind of fall apart and then slide to the south that I mentioned, you know, really. Or might just get us another piece of it maybe towards the middle of next week. But again, it's incredibly good news. And yeah, you'll only hear the 1% bad and not the 99% of this storm is actually just a blessing from heaven.
I think, and maybe you have to take this with a grain of salt, but I saw this headline. I just wanted to say the headline, and it's interesting to me. A New York Times had an article that says, when the storm online is worse than the one outside. Okay. Is that mean over exaggeration again of like what we're talking about? Or
probably. But, you know, rain in California is an awesome thing. But there's a lot of people there, and there's always, you know, causes always a tiny bit of problems. You know, it's like a thunderstorm here. That person, and I feel horrible for these people, mm-hmm. they got the hail, they lost their crop.
Yes.
And that, of course, is going to make the news, and it should. I understand that. But what they don't talk about is that rain also brought probably a $500 million increase to crop revenues in the region, because 99% of that storm was good and brought some very beneficial rains. You know, so it's always, I'm a glass half full person. I understand. I mean, okay. It's, you know, they're trying to make money, and they, and saying good news doesn't bring in money. So, I mean, I understand it. We've been in the business. You're in the business.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So the warm weather that we have now, and I've been looking at Mick's forecast, and he's talking about the continuation of these 40 degree temperatures into next week. As far as you can see, how long is this going to last?
Monday or Tuesday. And then we'll probably transition. And right now, some question about how cold we will get, but I think at least we'd go back to average, which will feel really cold.
Right.
Lately.
I don't know what average is anymore.
It's true, because this winter, you know, it's really funny. Eastern North Dakota here in the Red River Valley, we never really got that cold by our standards in January, but that cold snap, Western North Dakota did. And so they were in the 30s below. That's even cold by our standards. It's funny. They finished the month of January in Western North Dakota pretty much right at average, but it was either 30 degrees above average or 30 degrees below, and it was never at average out there. And you look at the map, and someday people look at it and go, well, that's a very average January for like Bowman or Williston. But when you look at the stats, it was nothing but average. You know, it was just a crazy month. Whereas for us, we started warm in January, had a cold snap, and then finished warm. So we finished well above average last month.
Okay. I heard Mick use this term in his weather earlier today. And I've heard this term before, but I don't exactly know what it means. I'm guessing it's meaning more warm, moist air from some traffic place. But the Pineapple Express. Or is that a...
Oh, thank goodness you said that instead of the atmospheric rivers.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one. Okay.
Yeah. Pineapple Express term has been used in meteorology as long as I've been in the business, over 30 years. And it's just a feed, you know, they use it because there's just this feed of moisture from near Hawaii that hits the West Coast.
Okay.
But that didn't sound scary enough, because that's like bringing free fruit for everybody. Atmospheric weather brings fear and destruction upon the land. And it's the term that's used now, but it's very common. If it wasn't for Pineapple Expresses, California would never get any rain.
Right.
And it's a good thing when they get rain, they need it. And so it's really just a feed of tropical moisture coming in, both of the terms. But Pineapple Express just seems, a little cooler and softer to me than the atmospheric river.
Right. I've heard that term before, and I thought, you know, it'd be good just to get kind of more of the definition of what that exactly means, which I was pretty close. All right, we got a couple minutes left. Anything I'm going to ask you and Don first, anything coming up in your world here in the near future?
No. Again, just kind of, this is our quiet time of the year. I'm speaking. I spoke at the Williston Spring Wheat Show just about an hour ago.
Of course, my goodness.
From my office. And then I spoke at Lisbon. I was down in Lisbon this morning. So it's the speaking season for me. My staff is they're just crazy busy getting ready for our upcoming summer. But, you know, it's really, even though it's warm outside, it's still, we can't dig in the ground. We can't put in stations yet. So we're just waiting for spring to be doing anything I think more people would notice.
Did you have any good questions you can share with us? We got like 2 minutes left here.
Well, interestingly enough, the atmospheric river question came up today, and I said, well, that's what they used to call Pineapple Expresses, and everyone in the room goes, oh. and I said the same thing. Atmospheric river sounds scarier, you know. So, right. So that question came up, and when I spoke in Williston, of course, was really soil moisture. They haven't gotten, you know, what eastern North Dakota has gotten. And I said, yeah, when you guys get in the spring, you'll be getting your spring wheat likely out there on time or early this year. The problem is going to be you're going to be putting it in. Sadly, it's a pretty dry soil. But it only takes one storm, I told them, to change that. But it's not looking very promising. It's a start. I think it might be a good season for them, but not the start.
Okay, so the warm weather going to continue, like you said, into next week. Got like a minute left. Any storms, like big storms, in our near future?
Well, the one in California is, you know, these slide to our south. And so it looks that way, really, to me. If, you know, once you get to about 5-6 days, you kind of have to rely on computer guidance a little bit. But if you want to believe computer guidance, everything really stays to our south. Doesn't mean zero, because like I said, even this weekend, western areas might get we might get something in the middle of next week. But again, none of these look like big storms for us at the moment.
All right. Very good. Thank you, my friend. Are you at a show anytime soon? There's like 15 of them next week and the week after. Are you at any of those or?
Next week, I'm in Omaha.
Oh.
So we'll need to talk about that.
Okay.
the week after that, a couple of weeks, I am at ICE, the International Craft Expo.
Sounds good. All right. Very good, my friend. Thank you so much. Great stuff. We'll talk to you again, hopefully, next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Our weekly segment with Daryl Richeson, director of NDON, on Thursdays at 2:33. Taking a break. Back.